USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A California high school teacher was caught on camera berating students for their parents' collective push to end remote learning and return children to classrooms full-time in a video shared on Facebook.
However, if your parent wants to come talk to me about how I'm not doing a good enough job in distance learning based on what you need as an individual, just dare them to come at me. Because I am so sick to my stomach of parents trying to tell educators how to do their job.
That's San Marcos High School teacher Alyssa Pirro during a virtual lesson over Zoom. Elon Musk's brain chip Neuralink company is working on technology that could improve the lives of those with paralysis. Imagine being able to control your smartphone with your mind or typing with thought instead of your fingers. Neuralink is reporting they've enabled a monkey to play a video game by thinking of its movements. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chechen, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
The Feds are saying the U.S. economy is getting ready to move forward in a bullish market. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The chairman of the Federal Reserve says the U.S. economy is poised for a bounce back. Speaking to CBS's 60 Minutes, Jerome Powell said he believes job creation and economic growth will accelerate through the second half of the year, as long as another wave of COVID infections doesn't take hold.
What we're seeing now is really an economy that seems to be at an inflection point, and that's because of, you know, widespread vaccination and strong fiscal support, strong monetary policy support. We feel like we're at a place where the economy is about to start growing much more quickly and job creation coming in much more quickly. So the principal risk to our economy right now really is that the disease would spread again.
The current federal interest rate sits at 1 to 1.25%. At least three people, including a two-year-old, were shot Sunday afternoon near Seattle's Central District neighborhood. Seattle PD Detective Valerie Carson said the two-year-old was in critical condition. No arrests have been made with the shooting. The other shooting victims went to the hospital and are expected to be okay. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The Masters Golf Tournament in Georgia crowned a new winner of the Green Jacket Sunday. Hideki Matsuyama became the first male Japanese golfer to win the Masters. He answered questions via a translator on topics including his inspiration for children in Japan and the upcoming Olympic Games.
It's thrilling to think that there are a lot of youngsters in Japan watching today. Hopefully in 5-10 years, when they get a little older, and hopefully some of them will be competing on the world stage. But I still have a lot of years left, so they're going to have to compete against me still. But I'm happy for them, because hopefully that they'll be able to follow in my footsteps.
Every Masters champion receives a gold medal, and since 1993, the winner has gotten a sterling replica of the permanent Masters trophy, which depicts Augusta National's clubhouse. Harvey Weinstein has secretly been indicted on rape charges in Los Angeles, California, according to a report on Sunday. The indictment against the disgraced movie mogul was brought by an L.A. grand jury a few weeks ago. It remains under seal but is expected to be publicly revealed on Monday during an extradition hearing for 69-year-old Weinstein. Los Angeles authorities have been seeking to bring Weinstein to the Golden State to face sex crime charges there. He's currently serving a 23-year sentence for rape and criminal sex act at the Wendy Correctional Facility in New York State. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.